Good morning and welcome to this podcast. My name is Sebastián Espinel and I am accompanied with Laura Cortez and Paula Burgos. Today we will deal with an issue that produced too much controversy around the world, which is abortion. Abortion is a very controversial issue in this society, since it is one of the problems we face, our country and throughout the world. Abortion occurs due to the lack of information that we must have, that we must obtain at home and at the school. We receive other information what does not benefit us at all. And even so, knowing that it is not for our benefit, we follow it obtaining. However, we do not help each other and having important information about life for many people. Being in this world, in more than enough, happens to those who do not. What happens to those who are still inside the mother? They cannot defend themselves. They cannot tell us what they want. All this, it can benefit them that before a pregnancy occurs and an abortion, it causes contraceptives are used and what harm abortion can cause women after practicing it. There are that in most cases, the mother is who suffers them and can never overcome them. All their lives are tormented by the bad decisions, since they do not think before acting. They are created when in the future it only causes repentance and irresponsibility.
My name is Paul, and I come to give you my point of view why I am in favor of abortion. Anti-abortion arguments have a religious basis, considering that a life is sacred and must be protected. This is why they are often defined on pro-life movement. Anti-abortion defend that the embryo or fetus is a human life and provides their right to be born before the right of women to decide about their body and motherhood. For this reason, they demand stricter laws and support the prohibition of pre-abortion, which allows women in some countries to abort during the first weeks of pregnancy without providing any medical reason. For the pro-life movement, abortion would only be allowed if the pregnancy posed a risk of death for the mother, but not in the event of malformation or illness of the future baby, not in the case of rape. On the other hand, anti-abortionists point out that induced abortion can have effects on women's health. Some consequences of abortion in terms of physical effects are sterility, spontaneous abortions, infections, birth of dead children, menstrual disorders, hemorrhage. A social effects can be the decrease in work capacity, loss of interest in sex, abuse of children, feelings of being exploited, desire to end the relationship with your partner.
Hi, my name is Laura. In my opinion, women have the right to decide about their motherhood and their body, since we as women must decide whether or not we choose to have plain pregnancy or not. On the other hand, it is a matter of public health, especially in regions with high poverty rates. In these countries, abortion usually occurs clandestinely and without guarantees, putting the health of women at risk. Well, the places where this type of procedures are practiced clandestinely are quite unsanitary and are often carried out by people without previous experience and knowledge of how to do such treatment. Another important factor is the pregnancy of minors, which have effects on the physical and mental health of girls and adolescents. Becoming mothers at such a young age can harm their future because many are forced to drop out of school and that push them into poverty. During the first weeks of pregnancy, the embryo or fetus is not sufficiently developed to equate it to a person. The embryo is the initial stage of development and becomes a fetus from the 8th week. Since from the biological cellular point of view, the ovule and sperm cells, when they join, generate the beginning of the reproduction process, which is considered conception. And preciously, for the purpose of law, the human person just begins at birth. So the law only considers the person when he is born and not at a conception. In conclusion, we would have that abortion is not violating the right to life of any individual, since as mentioned above, the fetus is not an individual yet. It is even beneficial, since it would be preventing higher poverty rates than currently exist, and it would be ensuring the health of hundreds of adolescents and women. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Goodbye.